safety changes like managing your weight.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco's cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Pentagon's Inspector General is conducting a review of the notification lapse following the secret hospitalization of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He suffered complications following a procedure to treat prostate cancer. The White House did not learn until this week of his condition. Today at an event in Pennsylvania, President Biden asked about his relationship with Austin.
Do you have confidence in Secretary Austin?
I do.
The president also weighed in on the U.S.-led airstrikes targeting Houthi militants, saying that the strikes are to deter more Iranian-backed attacks on ships in the Red Sea. The Justice Department says it will pursue the death penalty against gunman Peyton Gendron for the racially motivated murders of 10 black shoppers in 2022. Gendron pleaded guilty to state charges and is serving multiple life sentences. Blizzard conditions and brutal cold in store for the Midwest this weekend, including Iowa, with the caucuses now 3 days out. This is ABC News. The IRS says it's collected $360 million in overdue taxes from delinquent millionaires. This as the agency braces for funding cuts. In the wake of the Alaska Airlines incident, more travelers are using filters on booking websites to find out which model of aircraft they'll be flying.
The travel website Kayak reporting that in the aftermath of an Alaska Airlines incident on a 737 MAX 9 plane where a door plug blew out in mid-flight, it's seen the use of a filter that tells travelers whether they'll be flying on that plane or another increase 15-fold. Kayak says following the spike, it moved the filter up so it's more prominent when searching for a flight. While the MAX 9 is grounded in the U.S., some overseas airlines continue to fly them, and MAX 8 planes were not affected by the FAA grounding. Dave Packer, ABC News.
CVS closing some of its pharmacies inside some Target stores. Officials say it's part of the plan to reduce store and pharmacy density. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses. And free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 17 degrees.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Bob Haig. Another round of winter weather as a winter storm warning remains in effect until Saturday for most of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says parts of the Lake Michigan lakefront will be seeing blizzard conditions. Roads remain hazardous with blowing, drifting snow, reducing visibility to a quarter mile in some places. If you don't need to drive anywhere, it is best to stay home. The city and the state he loved bid farewell to Herb Cole.
He was incredibly devoted to the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin.
Lifelong friend and former Brewers owner Bud Selig at the memorial for Cole at Fiserv Forum. The former U.S. Senator and Milwaukee Bucks owner died December 27th at age 88. A medical marijuana bill may not cross the finish line at the Capitol as Senate Republicans signal they're not on board. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. And the Rooster Tail Bar & Grill, downtown Durand. The city of Durand has issued a snow emergency. Parking will be prohibited on any residential and agricultural zone streets or alleys until the snowfall has ended, and the city has plowed the street from curb to curb for the entire block. Any vehicle parked in violation of the ordinance may be cited. Now, if you do need a place to park, the city allows parking in the basketball court at Memorial Park and at the boat landing on River Street. The Public Works Department will also do a full residential plow starting at about 4 a.m. tomorrow, and they'll begin enforcement at 2 a.m. The city of Durand will also conduct snow removal in the downtown area beginning at 2 a.m. on Saturday. The city of Durand will be sending out letters to property owners that have empty buildings in the downtown district, inviting them to meet with the Economic Development Committee. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the goal is to get the buildings used as businesses again.
Be able to just sit down. What are your plans? Is there something we can help you with? Is there something we could do? The reason why your building is not full, it's not being utilized as a business, because we know some of them are being utilized as storage, and obviously we don't want storage on Main and Madison Street. We'd love to talk about some ideas about trying to get those business actual operating as businesses.
Those letters are expected to go out into the mail in the coming weeks. An Eau Claire County man is headed to trial at the end of the month to determine if he was mentally ill at the time of a 2021 stabbing and standoff. Adam Legowitz of Boyd pleaded no contest Wednesday to a charge of recklessly injury against an elder victim. He's accused of entering his neighbor's home, threatening to kill the man and his wife, and stabbing the man several times. Police say officers had a four-hour standoff with Legowitz before he was arrested. His five-day sanity trial is set to start January 30th. A Minnesota bishop is urging other Catholics to oppose legislation that would allow terminally ill patients to get medical help to end their lives. Winona Rochester Bishop Robert Barron posted an article on his website last week that called physician-assisted suicide, quote, the slipperiest of slopes, unquote. He argues that life is a gift from God and that death cannot be considered a matter of personal choice. The proposal will be debated by Minnesota lawmakers when the next session of the legislature begins February 10th. A 41-year-old man who is accused of threatening to shoot pedestrians at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus has been arrested. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office says they arrested him Thursday morning in Watson, Minnesota. Charges are now pending. His identity will be released later today. You're listening to WRDN News.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board has extended the bidding period for the Hanson Park property. Superintendent Greg Doverspike says the district has so far received one bid, and with the holidays, the board felt it would be a good idea to extend the bidding to the end of the month.
So we did extend the bidding period for till the end of the month, just to give people a little more time. I think we kind of realized that with the holidays in there, you know, and Thanksgiving, it might have been a little tight for people to kind of get some things in line. So we extended it a couple weeks just to give people some additional time to have opportunities to analyze what their options were and look into what some options were for the property.
In February, the facilities committee will review all of the bids and make a recommendation to the full board at the February meeting. The first big winter storm to affect the WRDN listening area continues through tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, steady snow is developed and will continue into Saturday with northwest winds near 35, resulting in areas of blowing snow. 5 to 8 inches of snow accumulation will be possible through Saturday. The combination of moderate prolonged snowfall and gusty winds will create hazardous travel conditions. Now, after the storm moves through, bitterly cold conditions can be expected, with highs near or below zero and lows in the teens below zero are expected into next week. Wind chills will drop into the 20 to 30 below zero range starting Saturday nights. One person is hurt and another is in custody after a reported stabbing in Eau Claire. According to Eau Claire police, early this morning, officers responded to the call in the 2500 block of Boardwalk Circle and found one person with injuries. The victim was taken to the hospital while another person was arrested. Police believe the victim was targeted. There's no risk to the community. Names of the victim and suspect have yet to be released. State Senate Republicans are not on board with a medical marijuana bill. During a WisPolitics.com luncheon on Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu of Utsberg called the Assembly Republican plan to create a state-run dispensaries a non-starter for his caucus. Lemahieu compared the idea of having the Department of Health Services run the dispensaries to, quote, a DMV for medical marijuana, unquote. He also added there are some good things in the bill, and he did not rule out a compromise with Assembly Republicans who introduced the bill earlier this week. You're listening to WRDN News.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Officials at the University of Minnesota's Raptor Center are hoping that the arrival of cold weather will let them release some young eagles into the wild. Nearly a dozen young bald eagles have been under care at the center for months, but are ready for their chance to take flight. The center says the youngsters need to be released near other eagles so they can learn how to hunt properly. But this year's warm weather has scattered the normally large group of eagles found along the Mississippi River. The Raptor Center says the delayed release has strained the group's available resources, which are mainly funded through donations. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
Truex touts recent NASCAR changes. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
For the past 65 years, there's only been one race where a legend can cement his legacy.
Jimmie Johnson's gonna win the Daytona 500.
Or an underdog can experience a career-defining moment.
Finally, Michael Waltrip is going to win, winning the Daytona 500.
Who will experience that this year? The 66th running of the Daytona 500, February 18th, only on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
In its ongoing quest to improve the product, NASCAR announced changes this week to the Cup Series short track and road course package with aerodynamic alterations designed to promote more competitive racing. 2017 champion Martin Truex Jr. is on board with the innovative tech, along with new media partner agreements set to begin in 2025.
NASCAR is going to be out there in a lot of different ways with the streaming and going on Amazon and all that Prime and just different channels to get the content out there, I guess. And I think that's a good thing. We need to continue to push the racing forward and still need to work on the short tracks and the road courses and make those racing that racing as good as the mile and a half. And we'll have something really good.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies you need for your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The NFL Super Wild Card Weekend gets underway tomorrow with a pair of Saturday games in the AFC. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Cleveland Browns visit Houston in the afternoon, while the Dolphins head to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs on Saturday night. Packers wrapped up their practice week this afternoon and now head for Dallas to face the Cowboys on Sunday afternoon. Jordan Love is the hottest quarterback in the league and has captured NFC Offensive Player of the Week honors the last 2 weeks. He said that matters heading into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think that plays a big part in it. You know, I think, like I said, we've been playing some of our best ball. We've been getting better every week and have won some important games that we've had to win these past couple weeks. So, you know, I think we're rolling right now, and we're going to carry that momentum going forward in the playoffs.
One day after parting ways with legendary coach Bill Belichick, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the Patriots have chosen Gerard Mayo as his successor and the 15th head coach in franchise history. College hockey third-ranked Badgers hosting Lindenwood tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Plenty of weather impacts on prep sports this week, but we're hoping for some big games this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
After sailing through December with little to no postponements, this week brings a considerable amount of weather implications to high school sports, wiping out most of the schedule for Tuesday night in the lower half of the state. One game that did get played was a top 10 boys basketball showdown for early control of the Merriwood South. Unbeaten and D4 second-ranked Marathon pulled away for a 60-39 win over 10th-ranked Auburndale, as 6'10 senior Grant Warren had 16 points to lead the Raiders. This weekend's schedule of games could be impacted by weather again, but if not, there's some elite matchups on the docket. Most notably, it's a 1-versus-1 showdown Saturday in De Pere, as the D1 top-ranked Redbirds will welcome in Division 2 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran. Also on Saturday, Division 3's top-ranked squad St. Thomas More will host D4 third-ranked Kenosha St. Joseph, as both teams are unbeaten in the tough Metro Classic Conference. This weekend is also the Midwest Players Classic in lacrosse, starting Friday night with 4 games at the Lacrosse Center. 8 games are scheduled to be contested on Saturday, featuring not only outstanding teams from Wisconsin, like Mineral Point, Darlington, Luther, Unalaska, and West Salem, but some top-notch teams from Minnesota as well. Get the full schedule plus info on tickets and live stream at MidwestPlayersClassic.com. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. Recently, the Outdoor News staff shared its top 10 list of our favorite hunting and fishing films. Yesterday, I shared the first 5, and I'll show the other 5 when we return. But first...
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Welcome back. Let's round out the top 10 of Outdoor News staffers' favorite hunting and fishing films. Everyone has seen this film from 1975, probably multiple times, but Jaws still works because we know almost all the characters. How Robert Shaw didn't at least get an Academy Award nomination for his incredible role as Quint, the crusty old fisherman, we will never know. Speaking of crabby old people, no top 10 list that includes fishing movies could go without Grumpy Old Men. There were two of those movies where the odd couple went fishing, and we enjoyed watching them chase Catfish Hunter. Another fly fishing film, Mending the Line, appeared in 2022, and it's a film about a Marine wounded in Afghanistan who returns home but struggles with the trauma of war. The cast includes the always brilliant Brian Cox and Wes Studi. Finally, we've got The Revenant, the 2015 film that won Leonardo DiCaprio an Oscar, and The Eagle Huntress, a documentary about a 13-year-old girl in Mongolia who learns to hunt through falconry. So there you go, 10 great hunting and fishing films to watch this winter. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Emmeth and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times, putting down 3 to 5 inches today. Winds will start to whip up to 35 miles per hour, blowing and drifting snow, recovering roads and creating treacherous travel. As a lighter and fluffier snow falls tonight, laying down another 3 to 5 inches. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 17 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. It was all about the WASDE report. A lot of data dump, as some call it, happening early this morning. And of course, the markets reacted after those numbers came out at 11 o'clock. Algorithms first, human brain secondary. But we'll take a look at what those numbers had to say. And there's producers. If you go on social media, there's producers questioning and commenting on what the report has to say. We'll talk more about that. But we're going to get the details and kind of a rundown of that report coming today with Brian Split. Brian is with agmarket.net. And so I got to ask your initial reaction when you saw those numbers.
You know, Susan, I don't even see the numbers first. I see what the futures are doing. That's kind of the most important thing. It doesn't matter what the report says. It's what the reaction is to the report. And, you know, initially the market sold off down in corn 4 cents before the numbers dropped and you know, went down to maybe 7 to 9 lower right away. Beans were bouncing back and forth of unchanged, a little higher, a little bit lower, quickly went down about 10. And then from there, then they really came in and sold it, you know, a minute or two after the report. I guess my initial reaction here on corn first was just that yield number. That was, I think, the big surprise. The trade missed the quarterly stocks by quite a bit. And the quarterly stocks were bigger than expected because of that yield number. And this is a record yield number. The previous record was a 176.7. We got a 177.3, so 0.6 bushels per acre above the previous record. I think another incredible part of that conversation is that We planted an extra 4 million acres of corn this year than we did the year we had that previous record. So, you know, a lot of times what happens is as you put those extra acres in, some may call them fringe acres, that will drag down a national yield average, and that was not the case this year. Very strong performance in the eastern Corn Belt. We had new record yields in Indiana and in Ohio. But then I look at the actual change month over month in the corn carryout, and it was up, 31 million bushels from the December number. And that type of an increase in carryout month to month does not scream, let's take this thing down 15 cents. So it felt overdone to me. When I look at a continuous chart for corn, and this goes all the way back to periods where we were trading with, you know, lows in the threes and highs in the mid fours, a lot of those highs were right around the 438 to 440 area. We made a 441 low today up against all those old highs. And so it just seems like we've sold off into this report. We made some new lows on the report. We were able to recover late in the day. And I just wonder if maybe this market didn't make some kind of a short-term low on this bearish influx. We saw, some panic selling after the report. And I think if we can recover back above the 450 area early next week and get some closes above that, that's going to give the buyers that have been wanting to buy 450 corn for quite some time a reasonable level to risk below, which would be today's report day low. So we'll see what the sentiment looks like coming out of the three-day weekend.
Well, you know, and somebody that I saw a couple different posts that happened after the numbers came out. One said, I was really surprised we didn't see some limit down action, at least on the corn side of the trade. And they were not as surprised with what they saw in the soybean numbers. And then another one talking about this dry weather. And you and I were talking about that before this program started. You know, he had said, you know, Susan, if I would have known dry weather would have brought us such a good crop, then I guess dry weather's okay. And markets kind of reacted a little bit to those numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why corn would have been limit down on this number. I mean, again, at face value, a 30 million bushel increase in carryout is not a limit down type of a number. That's the type of reaction you would get if you had a 100 or 150 or 200 million bushel type of an increase, not 30 million. At face value, when you look at that yield number and a new record yield, you would say, wow, that's bearish. But we raised demand. We saw demand go up in the corn for ethanol category by 50 million bushels, as they should. We're running about 100 million bushels ahead of the previous USDA target before today's report. They had to feed residual up 25 million. Feed demand go up 75 million bushels. The bean number, to me, was more bearish than the corn number. And if you're going to raise carryout by roughly 30 million bushels in both corn and in beans, well, 30 million bushels on a 2.1 and some change carryout versus 30 million bushels on a 250 million bushel carryout. Percentage-wise, that 30 million bushels on beans is a much larger leap in carryout from the previous estimate than in corn. And yet beans held in much better. We came back and finished over 20 cents off the lows. So to me, the bean number looked actually a little bit more bearish. I think the world numbers on corn may have been something that got the market to be part of the sell-off. But all of that was China. And China's production number came in exactly where China told us it was. So this big jump in world stocks coming mainly on the back of Chinese increases in Chinese production is not a surprise to the market. That's not a new data set. And it's Chinese corn. It's not like it's going to be exported to other people in the world. So maybe that suggests that they don't need to buy quite as much. But we knew that China had a very big crop, and we've known that for the last couple of months. I think the sleeper here is wheat. And so we had wheat stocks come in 11 million bushels below last month. The winter wheat seedings was less than expected, about a little over 2 million acres less than what we had planted last year, and a little over a million acres less than what the trade was expecting. This trade was looking for a reduction year over year, but it was a bigger reduction than what the trade was looking for. And wheat was actually trading higher immediately after the data drop when it was looking at its own numbers specifically. But then as you have corn and beans start to melt down, wheat just broke with those other two. I wouldn't be surprised if wheat was one of the markets that would be first to recover here next week.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up just around the corner. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Continuing our conversation this afternoon with Brian Split. Brian, of course, with AgMarket.net. We were talking about wheat when we went to break. What about wheat seedings? I know that there was a blurb that was in those report data that came out this morning from the USDA. Did you see any surprises, or were we below what many had estimated?
Yeah, so again, on the winter wheat seedings, and again, that was part of the bullishness of the report for wheat. All winter wheat acres came in at 34.425 million acres. The trade average estimate was 35.786. So that was about 1.35, 1.36 million acres less than expected. And that is down from 36.699 last year. So down 2.2 and some change million acres year over year. And when you look at the breakdown, the hard red, which is our Kansas City contract, that particular wheat variety had an average estimate of 25.1 million acres, came in at 24. So a million of that miss was on the hard red, and that's why hard red was the strongest wheat class late in the session. When you look at the estimate for soft red, it was 7.1. It came in at about 6.9. So just a slight miss there. So the wheat market traded today as far as the best performance, the way it should have based on the seedings numbers. And then when you look at the ending stocks, the trade average there was 658, which last month it was 659. So the trade really wasn't looking for much of a revision, just a million bushels lower. Came in at 648. So that was 10 million bushels less than expected, 11 million bushels less than last month. And again, that's where this wheat market looks like it could be the one to potentially lead a recovery out of these new lows into next week.
I want to get your thoughts on the geopoliticals of the world's happening. A lot of talk this week and a lot of readings I was seeing, Brian, was talking obviously about the presidential election happening in Taiwan this weekend and how that could set the tone going forward between the United States, China, and Taiwan.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shortage of events to watch going on geopolitically. Whenever you talk Taiwan, that's a sensitive issue because it as you had mentioned, leads to conversations about U.S. relations with China. And the Chinese, I think bottom line, it doesn't matter whether they like us or don't like us. We already know they don't like us. Are they going to not like us even more? Maybe. But when we're the cheapest beans in the world, and I'm saying we are right now, but when we are, they will buy from us whether they like us or not. And so I just think they're very shrewd businessmen. And when it makes sense to buy U.S. beans, regardless of the how they feel about us, they will. So will that time come? We'll see. You know, some other interesting geopolitical stuff, like we have the U.K. and the U.S., bombing some rebels in Yemen. The energy markets traded very strong last night off of that. Metals, precious metals, gold, silver were up very strong after that news. Were able to maintain a good chunk of their gains from that buying last night. But the energies fell off their highs quite a bit. And we've had crude oil, we've had heating oil, which would be your diesel fuel proxy, in a nice downtrend over the last couple of months. We were able to pop through those downtrend lines on all that overnight strength just to come right back down to them during the day session today. And that's something that also needs to get going for the sentiment for grains, in my opinion, is changing the tune a little bit in the energy markets. If we could get crude oil and some of the products to break through these downtrends and start to build a little bit of an uptrend, that would go a long way towards changing, I think, the overall sentiment in commodities as a whole. But we haven't seen that as of yet.
Before we wrap up today's show, I wanted to ask you about the livestock side of the trade action. And obviously this winter storm that has moved across from Colorado's and Nebraska and Kansas, et cetera, to your neck of the woods. Is this going to be a pressuring factor as it was today through the weekend come Tuesday when the markets reopen for these cattle?
You know, I mean, down a little bit today, down about 40 in the April live cattle. We had feeders slightly higher today. I guess maybe the main thing right now is that when you look at the scope of this winter storm and the muted reaction that we've had from the futures market because of it, that would lead me to believe that maybe when we come out of the other side of this, the cattle market may pull back a little bit. There's a nice analog correlation of live cattle and feeder cattle to the highs that were made in 2014. Those were our previous record highs. Those previous record highs were made a month later in the calendar year than the highs that were made this year. But similarly, both of those led to a three-month break in value.
What's the best way, Brian, for folks to get a hold of you guys?
Easiest thing, check us out online, www.agmarket.net. We're going to have a conference in Nashville February 4th and 5th. You'd still get seats for it, but your hotel might be a little bit more expensive. The block room rate ran out. If you want to talk to me directly, 815-665-0463.
All right, that is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the American Edge Project, protecting America's technology edge. Demand for U.S. soy products, meal and oil, continues to surge as 2024 gets underway. That's according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. I'll have more details when we come back.
At our family farm, we grow rice, corn, and soybeans. And digital tools are as important to us as tractors and combines. In the 30 years I've been farming, technology has transformed agriculture. But some in Washington want to stifle these technologies and empower our foreign adversaries to leap ahead of us in the tech race. Protecting our competitive edge will strengthen our economic, national, and food security. Our leaders need to support American agriculture by strengthening our technology.
Yes, the Farm Futures Business Summit returns January 9th through the 11th, 2024, to the Hyatt Regency in Coralville, Iowa. Farmers and business owners who come to Summit should prepare for a dynamic 2 days of interactions with the presenters and one another. Breakout sessions will cover finding and retaining talent, business management, and transition planning. Mark your calendars for January 9th through the 11th, 2024, for the Farm Futures Business Summit and follow farmfutures.com for more updates. Soybeans are valuable because in each 60-pound bushel of beans, there's roughly 47 pounds of soybean meal and 11 pounds of soybean oil. Breaking the bean into those component pieces is called the soy crush. And when the crush is strong, that means we're processing more beans and demand for the products must be good. And boy, oh boy, is the crush strong. Figures from the January 2nd Fats and Oils report from the USDA show just how incredible demand has become from U.S. soybean processors. In November of 2023, the processing industry crushed 200 million bushels of beans, 5% more than were crushed during the prior year. Much of the bump in crush in 2023 can be attributed to stronger demand for soy oil, as renewable diesel continues to grow in popularity. Crude soybean oil production in November reached 2.325 billion pounds, up 5.7% from the previous year, and refined soybean oil production soared to 1.707 billion pounds, a 4.5% increase from 2022. To put things into perspective, the volume of beans crushed in November was 8.3% higher than the 2018 to 2022 average, and refined soybean oil production exceeded its five-year average by more than 10%. This upward trend reflects the industry's success in expanding its domestic crush capacity. In the 2021-2022 marketing year, the U.S. had around 60 crush plants with capacity for 2.2 billion bushels annually. However, by 2026, 12 new plants and 5 planned expansions could boost crush capacity by another 1.5 billion bushels annually and provide some new marketing opportunities for soybean growers. I'll have more on this change in American agriculture when we come back.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Well, it isn't all clear skies and sunshine for soy oil demand, as much of the recent optimism hinges on the importance of renewable diesel. Any major changes to federal fuel policy or to biofuels credits could have an outsized impact on this growing industry. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the American Edge Project, working to keep America's edge in technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10 pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your Durand area forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Winter weather advisory continues. Snow and blowing snow tonight as winds gust to 35 out of the northwest. A few more inches of snow is possible. That gets blown around and the temperatures will fall throughout the day on Saturday down to the single digits by tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night's wind chills, 25 below zero. That's weather from Severe Studios. Currently 17 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Kick the dust up.
Up. Fill your
Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people. Let's back it on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge, y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. What's up, bud?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Away. I showed up and she's catcher, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Too late.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.